Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, welcoming you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to host this call each and every Tuesday night. We have an absolutely packed house this evening. And longtime friend Jared Wilkins in the call. Jared, thank you for showing up on tonight's call. I had the opportunity to share some quality time with Jared, seven-figure income earner, 10-year veteran of network marketing and direct sales, on this call this evening. So that just shows you that superstars do show up on this call. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for dialing in very, very consistently. Many of you have been on this call for many, many years. Bobby Robinson down in North Carolina has been on this call for at least 15 years. So I want to recognize my good friend Bobby. Now, if you're on this call for the first time, I do host this call each and every Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. We had a record number of downloads. I seem to say that almost every week, but the last week was a record number of downloads with the exceptional Tara Romano. Tara absolutely rocked the house. For those of you who have not listened to that call, you can listen to that on Pod-O-Matic, and that is obviously the More Heart Than Talent Mindset call. This call is recorded and available for download and playback the following day, Wednesday, by noon Eastern Standard Time, 9 Pacific. I want to thank my assistants, Chris Schar and Alana Meir, who absolutely are on top of getting that call up so all of you can have access to it. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements and move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call on the real value of selling the dream, living the dream, and being the dream. All of you have dreams, and it's obviously your privilege and opportunity to be able to realize them in the next 2, 5, and 10 years. This Saturday, 1 week from this Saturday, that would be July 25th, I will be in Chicago, Illinois. That will be the only time in Chicago that I will be speaking this year, and it's been 1 year since I've spoken in Chicago. Ticket sales are pouring in, and I'm also announcing that the exceptional C.G. Siddons, multiple six- and seven-figure income earner, will be sharing the stage with me in July. CG will be gracing the stage right after lunch, Saturday, July 25th. CG and I have spoken at many, many events. CG is unequivocally one of the most exceptional entrepreneurs I've ever had the privilege to coach, collaborate with, and share time with. August 1st, Saturday, only 2 weeks away, I will be in Long Island, New York. I want to thank Kelly Bartoletti and Joy Schoenholtz, who have consistently packed the room for me in beautiful Long Island, New York, and I will also be back there later in the fall. August 8th, I will be in Marina Del Rey with Brittany Cara and Tara Romano and Dr. Adam Scheck, the Love Doctor. So that's a 4-in-1 day. That is Saturday, August 8th in Marina Del Rey. Now, that hotel is going under construction. That's a fabulous property. It's going to be even more fabulous. That is the last event I will be hosting at that hotel this year. Friday, August 14th, I'll be hosting the Millionaire Blueprint with Susan Sly and Alexis Romano. There are still a few tickets available. We have room for about 800 attendees, and the last time I looked, we were about 650 tickets. So we're about a month out on that. If you want to purchase a ticket, you want to get that ASAP. Saturday, August 22nd, I will be in Phoenix, Arizona with seven-figure income earner Alex Morton hosting the event. Alex is unequivocally someone who has made a tremendous impact in the network marketing and direct sales, becoming a millionaire before he was 25 years old. August 29th and September 19th, I'll be doing two events, one in Portland, one in Pleasanton, California, both hosted by Rebecca Caffiero. Rebecca is an exceptional entrepreneur and someone I've had the privilege of coaching and sharing the stage with. September 26th, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia. October 10th, Albany, New York. October 17th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. October 31st, Buffalo, New York, and October 3rd, Charleston, South Carolina. Now, that event is hosted by Bridget Bartley. There's many people flying into that event, one of the most beautiful cities in the Deep South. That would be Charleston, South Carolina. And if you're on this call and you've ever considered hiring me to be your coach, now is unequivocally the time to move into action. I have two major events coming up this Saturday and later in the month of August. So if you're considering hiring me, I routinely have a 12 to a 14-week waiting list. If you want to get in front of that list, contact me directly at 209-932-932 209-932-0227. 209-932-0227. You can also contact me on Facebook and or LinkedIn. And with that, I'm going to be moving into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I'm going to cover with you a topic that I have seldom ever covered in my 18-plus year career on the More Heart Than Talent Tuesday Night Mindset Call, that is selling the dream. Now, I've been living my dreams ever since I was a small boy, and I want to make sure that you understand the significance of having a dream, realizing a dream, and dreaming. Now, remember back when you were 10 years old, 12 years old, 14 years old, 16 years old, do you remember you had some dreams? Some of you wanted to travel the world. You wanted to be an astronaut. You wanted to be an actress, an entertainer, a singer, a dancer. You may have wanted to be a doctor, a teacher. You may have wanted to have a family, but you had dreams, or at least most of you did. Most Americans as children have dreams. Now, oftentimes as children, we are very childlike. Unfortunately, sometimes events rob us of our innocence. We get traumatized, we go through events, we grow up in violent homes, we grow up in homes that have challenges, and we end up losing our innocence and we forget how to dream. We get picked on the playground, we get separated, we feel different, we feel alone, we forget how to dream. Or perhaps you went off to college and then you took a career and all of a sudden you found yourself in a lot of debt. When you were a small kid, one of your dreams was not to pay off your debt, your dream was to live your dream. Now for me, when I was 4 years old, I was handed one of those plastic viewfinders, and I slipped a round disc in it that had pictures in it. It was my first view of Disneyland, Orange County, California. Beautiful Disneyland. I decided very early in my life that I was going to be moving to California. In fourth grade, that was cemented. A young redheaded boy named Danny Ellison and his sister Billy Ellison moved into my school. Billy was the first woman I ever saw who wore a fringe jacket and a headband, and she was what was called a hippie when I was in the fourth grade, and they moved from Orange County, California, and that cemented my dream because I knew I was going to be moving to California. My dream was to go to University of California, Los Angeles, or Arizona State University, and that was an unrealized dream. However, at 26 years old, I moved to Westwood, California, about two blocks from Pauley Pavilion, right on the campus of UCLA. Now, I didn't go to college at UCLA, but I lived right on the campus. That was as close to that dream as I came. I moved to Los Angeles, California, sight unseen, in my mid-20s, and have lived in California, where there are two seasons, spring and summer, for the last 30-plus years. That was the real dream that I dreamed of. Now, you may have a place that you want to dream. One of my clients today told me that her dream, Dr. Erica, was to live in Aruba. Now, that would be an absolute great dream because if you have a portable business, you can live practically anywhere in the world where you can get an internet connection and or have a cell phone because today, business is mobile. Now, if you are on this call tonight and you do not have dreams, it's time that you dust your dreams off the shelf. You must have clearly defined short-term goals that will lead to your dreams. It's the short-term goals that create the centrifugal force that pull you toward your dream. But if you have stopped dreaming and you have clearly undefined dreams and you continue to say what you think people want to hear, and what many people will say when you ask them what their dreams are, they'll say they want to give back. They want to be charitable. Okay, that's all great. That's great. That's awesome being charitable. But you also have to have a dream that's personal, that is about you. You should have dreams that are about philanthropy, but you should also have some dreams that are unrealized that are about you. If money were not an issue and you could travel anywhere you want to travel, where would you travel? Now, to have a dream, you must have a vehicle that supports your dream. You must have a vehicle that builds your dream. Real estate, internet marketing, network marketing, direct sales, intellectual property. These are a few of the ways that you can live your dream. You can be an actress, an entertainer. You can be a rock star, any multiple situations where you can live in your right brain, your creativity. That is where you dream. Your left brain is your egoic mind. That is your analytical mind where you resolve problems. Dreaming is not a problem. Dreaming is an asset. But if you don't have dreams, not having a dream can be a liability. Unfortunately, most people forget how to dream. And then those are the people who have the big dreams, but they have no action. If you have big dreams and no action, what you have is a wish. And that's typically a wish that leads to disappointment. It's great to have big dreams, but you almost also must have some level of realism in your dream. Now, if you say you want to be a billionaire, well, that's not necessarily a non-impossibility, but it's going to be very impossible if you are a chronic procrastinator. And you can't procrastinate to your dream. So to be able to sell the dream and live the dream, you must have some dreams. Now, what does it really mean to sell the dream? Well, that means the questions you ask that lead to the outcome that you seek. Now, unfortunately, when you have products and services, many people focus only on the products and services, and they get very tunnel vision in who they attract to their reality. Now, many of you sell wellness, weight loss, detox, cleansing. You sell products, services, benefits, and features. And it's unequivocally a great opportunity and idea to be able to sell your product. But you also have to be able to sell one of your best assets, and that is the ability to dream. And if you want people who can build a business, create the centrifugal force with you, that you can create synchronicity, synchro destiny, that you can absolutely live your dream, you have to be able to sell it. You don't sell the dream by talking about dreams. You sell the dream about asking questions to see if your constituents, prospects, people in your circle of influence have dreams. And what you're going to find out is that most of society stopped dreaming somewhere around 25. And now what they're doing is tiptoe quietly through life, and they'll arrive at their grave safely, living the greatest pain, the pain of regret. And you have to be able to let some of these people go, because they're not really the type of person that you are looking to have in your enterprise. If you own a business and you are building a team, then you have to be able to put the best players on the field. That means you have to let go of the people you think need it versus the people who deserve it. And you wouldn't go out and find people who are absolutely in the tank, would you? Or would you find people who are inspired? Well, you have to be able to be real clear about who you require to have in your circle of influence and who you desire to have in your team. When people have very low vibration, very low self-esteem, there's a high probability that somewhere along the journey they have stopped dreaming. Now, we can awaken their dreams, but you're not responsible for dragging them to their dreams. And unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they spend a lot of time with the wrong people, and they get their dreams sucked out of them by dream stealers. And you're going to have people in your circle of influence who are going to tell you to grow up, get real, you're crazy, that's a pyramid, that's a Ponzi, those things don't work. And you also have to understand this: consider the source of who you receive advice from. Your circle of influence will be a direct reflection of how you dream. But if you let dream stealers steal you from your dreams, then there's a high probability that you'll stick around in their low vibration and you won't be around very long. But as you begin to let go of the control that keeps you in control of being disappointed, you start to have a much clearer vision of what it is you feel you're capable of, what you deserve in life, and what you're willing to not only go after, but what you're really willing to stay in the game long enough so you can master the skills to live your dreams. Your dreams are important to you, but if they're not important to you, then you probably won't be in this game very long. You have to have a why bigger than your problem. Now, if you've gone through the educational system, there's a high probability that you've been conditioned to be in your left brain. Your left brain is how, what, and then why last. The great Simon Sinek covers this in his book, Start With Why. But you should be starting with why. Why, how, what. Now, in my coaching practice, I coach routinely 14, 15 hours a day, 3 days a week, another 12 to 13 on Thursday, and then I catch a plane to live my dream. I get to travel the world. On any given year, on any given Saturday, you can find me in front of a live audience living my dream, inspiring people. That may not be your dream, but it's your responsibility to create your dream and realize your dream. For those of you on tonight's call who aspire to be an inspirational speaker, well, you could do it, but you'd have to live it. You'd have to live that dream. You'd have to really go out and start. You'd have to start small to build big. That eliminated most people. Most people have the statement of go big or go home. Well, that's great. But you have to build the compounded effect. You have to be able to lay the tracks, the foundation. You have to create the compounded effect to live your dream. And that vehicle that you have, network marketing, direct sales, internet marketing, the mortgage business, the real estate business, any business that has leverage is what can allow you to create the money to live your dream. Now, network marketing and direct sales may be an into may be a way that you justify living your dreams. Being a network marketer may not be your lifetime aspiration, but I will tell you this: it is a great way to learn the skills to own businesses. It is unequivocally a great way to learn to build a culture. It's a great way to understand predictability and why people do what they do. The more that you understand why people do what they do, the more you understand predictability, the more that you understand how and why people buy, the greater the law of average it'll come for you when you can create that culture that will allow you to live the dream. Now, if money were not an issue, what would you do with your time? How much money on a monthly basis, yearly basis, would allow you to live the good life? Well, only you can determine that. You have to determine, based on how much, on the kind of lifestyle that you want to live, and you factor that what the tax rate is wherever you live, whatever country you live in. If you live in Canada, it's going to be higher than in America. If you live in America, as you start to achieve multiple six figures, the tax scale slides up between 35 and about 44%. So you have to realize that a lot of the money you create will go to taxes. Another portion of that money that you create will go to your overhead. And if you start to create excess money, you're also going to have people in your circle of influence that are your mastermind. Some of your profits are going to go to your mastermind that'll keep you creating money. And you want to be able to create a perpetual money machine, or have money in motion so that you can live your dreams. You don't actually have to have money to live your dreams. It is love that creates the world going round, but money always pays for the trip. And it's not how much money you create, it's how much money you can put into motion so that you can keep it perpetually moving. And once you understand how to create that kind of synergy, then money starts to flow to you. And then you'll hear this term, they show up. The way people show up is when you show up. Now, you may see someone at one of your events say, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden my inbox started to blow up and people started to show up. Well, that's a direct reflection of the compounded effect. That means the books you read, the downloads you listen to, the podcasts, the events, the mentoring, the masterminding, but most importantly, the repetition and experience that creates the clarity in your dream. The more you understand cause and effect, the more likely you are to let go of the control that keeps you out of control. Once you understand how addicted to disappointment you have become, you can let go of your disappointment and start to move into this place, productivity. To live your dreams, you must be in action, not inactive. But if you're inactive, then you're procrastinating. But if you're in action, then you're creating the centrifugal force that will pull you toward your dream. You should have more than one dream. Now, you may have wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, or an actress, or an entertainer. You should have a vision board, a dream board. You should be able to take the Robb Report. You should be able to dream and really be able to crystallize what it is you want. And when you start to do prospecting, you will find that most of the population can't answer some of the questions you ask them. If money weren't an issue, what would you do with your time? Most people and aw and won't be able to answer you. You also have to ask this question when you're selling the dream. Why do you want to start a business from the comfort of your home? What is the reason that you want to fire your boss? How much income would allow you to live a good life? These are some of the questions you ask that sell the dream. That's how you paint the picture. You do that by qualifying your prospects for your time, products, benefits, and feature. And your dialogue with money will also determine what you attract and what you repel. If your dialogue with money, meaning your ability to receive, ask, deserve, and create, is not healthy, then there's a high probability that you will live in lack, scarcity, and a poverty consciousness. Now, if you show up in your enterprise in any given day in that kind of mindset, then you got to be able to let go of the control that keeps you disappointed. You must be prosperous. Prosperity means in the flow. That means you have to let go of the control that you control that keeps you overwhelmed. And if you live in an overwhelmed, unorganized state, it will be challenging for you to create that relaxed energy that allows you to attract to your reality the people you require to create the compounded effect. And as you start to have a better understanding of cause and effect, why you do what you do, you can begin to manifest the collaboration that will create the compounded effect. Money does not typically attract money. You are the attractor factor. It's you that's the attractive factor that will attract or repel to your reality the people you can collaborate with or the people you can commiserate with. Now, if you continue to commiserate with dream stealers or people who are non-productive, or you live in a codependent, overwhelmed state where you're an over-obligator, addicted to being disappointed, then you'll attract people and situations to fill those biochemical cravings that you have become emotionally addicted to. When you let go of the control of failing, and this is what many people do, they hold on to the anxiety about failing. And it's typically not failure that affects you. It's actually success that has you anxious. Because typically, you're not sure if you can control success. Success isn't to be controlled. Success is to be attained. You can't control success. You have to be successful. It's not something that you can hold on to. It's out. It's in the present. It's in the future. Success is something you have to become. Success is a mindset. Struggling is also a mindset. If you have been a noble struggler most of your life, and you bring that noble struggle to free enterprise, well, that's part of the emotional discipline that you have to start to develop over a period of time, 90 days, 6 months, 3/4 of a year, 1 year. Another 90 days, another 6 months, another year. That's 2 years, 24 months. In the next 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and 24 months, your absolute life could change. Any given Sunday, any given Saturday, David can beat Goliath. The reason that they have a World Series is so the best team can win. And you never know when David beats Goliath, and that's why people go to sporting events. Because if we only win on the odds, and the odds makers were always right, then David would never beat Goliath. And you have to be able to factor that you can be down on your luck, you can be in the tank, you can be emotionally overwhelmed, and you can still live your dream. But you can't live your dreams when you procrastinate. The only way you can live your dreams is by the action that will create the dream. Action is paramount. Dedicated blocks of time to living your dream. I just recently bought a 1958 Chris Craft boat. That was one of my dreams. I had had my eye on a certain boat for a number of years. That dream was solidified when I saw the video with Kid Rock in it. The video in 2010 was called All Summer Long. It was a mixture of two songs. It was a mixture of Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama and a mixture of a song by Warren Zevon called Werewolves of London. It was a beautiful mix underneath. And you understand music, it was two beats into one that created a song with Kid Rock singing it. But the video cemented my dream when on Lake Michigan, he was driving a mahogany Chris Craft, a two-seat Chris Craft. It looked like it was a 1956 through 1960. I just recently purchased one, put it into full restoration. Now, that dream will not be realized for about another 12 to 18 months because anything worth having is worth doing it right. So I am restoring that boat to its original state. Now, that doesn't mean I have access immediately to me. I saw it, I touched it, I felt it, I purchased it, I owned it, but I also had a dream to rename it. The name of that boat will be called The Producer. I had no idea that to change the name on a boat, there was a whole set of legal process I had to go through with the state of California. That is in process right now. You have to have a vision of the outcome before you start. If you don't have a vision of the outcome before you start, you'll be working someone else's dream, a place called a job. And those people have a vision for you. They envision you to trade time for dollars, tiptoeing quietly through life, breaking you down, telling you what you're worth, paying you what a job is worth. Now, when you let go of your anxiety about being free enterprise, and you have to let go of what you perceive to be secure to create your own security. Many people hold on to their little paycheck. They go, you don't understand. My situation's unique. I can't quit until I do this. You don't understand. I might go bankrupt. You don't understand. I might not be able to pay my mortgage. I do understand. I understand how much control you're in to be controlled, that you can't let go of the control that keeps you from living your dreams. Your dreams cannot be lived in control. Your dreams must be lived by having a vision of your dreams. You can't control that vision. You don't know the time frame that's going to happen. You must be willing to stay in the game long enough to live your dreams. You cannot live your dreams with your ass on the bench. Your ass has to be in the chair. Now, what stops so many people is they can't and don't prospect. If you're in a business that requires sales skills Wouldn't it be common sense that you have to master and realize that selling is a major component of your centrifugal force, the fuel of the engine? And if you continue to avoid what you perceive to be painful, how can you ever live your dreams? If you don't have dedicated blocks of time to live your dreams, how are you ever going to aspire to achieve them? You won't. If you think you can wing it to your dreams, it is not going to happen. You must have discipline and tenacity. And if you don't have that, you probably will not live your dreams. Your dream will meet adversity at some point. I have had my ass handed to me on numerous occasions. I was a top-tier income earner in three different companies and went out of business. I've had pay plans get changed to me, and I was back to zero. I've been up the down staircase and in through the outdoor of free enterprise. I've had several businesses that I didn't succeed in, but I kept taking swings. And I've learned through emotional discipline, learning a different set of skills, developing a mindset, and then a set of habits that allowed me to stay in the game long enough that I could master my emotional state so I could create enough money to be and stay in business. But if you dabble, if you wing it, you'll never live your dreams. You'll live your disappointment. And if you continue to live your disappointment, then you'll tiptoe quietly through life and arrive at your grave safely. That will never, never get you to the land of promise. Now, for you to be able to live your dream, you must sell the dream. Now, how do you do that? You do that by asking questions in a sequence. Now, fortunately for me, in 1990, the woman who I was sponsored by in Herbalife taught me how to sell the dream in a very simple forum that she learned from a man who was worth $500 million at the time. And she learned to ask a series of questions about the outcome she sought. I used to run ads in the Contra Costa Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, the Oakland Tribune, the Stockton Record, the San Jose Mercury News, the Modesto Bee, the Sacramento Bee, and the San Jose Mercury News, and other newspapers. I used to advertise in the California Newspaper Association. I'm not remotely suggesting that you advertise in newspapers today, but that's what I did in my era to get my phone to ring. Now, back in my era, phones were 26 to 38 cents a minute. There were the big three, AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. In any given month, my phone bill might be $2,000. My advertising budget could be another $2,000, but I didn't know any different. That's what I was taught. That's what I learned. And it cost $3,000 to get started in Herbalife in the model that I was taught. I didn't think that was a lot of money. That was routine. That was normal. That's how business was created. So when I was presenting a business opportunity with $3,000 startup cost, and I put it on my credit card, I didn't think it was abnormal for anyone else to do it. Henceforth, I was able to enroll about 12 people a month early in my career because that was the sequence that I learned. I learned real quickly that if I wasn't closing three sales a week, I wasn't going to be in business. That was a breakaway pay plan. That was a long time ago. And fortunately for you, network marketing and direct sales has really grown up. Through the age of information, through the age of social media, through LinkedIn, through Instagram, through Facebook, and all the ways you can create leads. You can create leads for free today, and you can have more leads than you have time. Phone bills aren't the way they used to be. You have a very low overhead. From the comfort of your home, I used to have to rent an office. I used to have to pay $500 a month for desk rent in a community office. Then one day, I got stuck in that office, and I had it put in my name. I leased a commercial property in Dublin, California, where I commuted 55 miles one way a day, so that's 110 miles. 6 days a week. Once again, I didn't think it was a hardship. I felt honored to be in network marketing and direct sale. It was a whole different era. There were no binaries. There were no breakaway pay plans, or there were only breakaway pay plans. There were no unilevels and coded bonuses. There were matrix pay plans and breakaway pay plans. It seems like the Stone Age era, the caveman era of network marketing and direct sales, but I loved it. I met the great Jim Rohn, Mark Victor Hughes, and I saw Les Brown speak in the early 90s when he came out with the book Sell the Dream. I saw some of the greatest speakers, Tom Hopkins. I met Mark Victor Hansen and some of the greatest speakers in sales, marketing, personal development in the 90s. And here you are right here tonight from the comfort of your home. You're tuning into a call that's teaching you how to sell the dream. You sell the dream by living your dream. You must have passion. But with passion must come conviction. If you don't have conviction, then people won't believe in you. If you live in doubt, you cannot have conviction. Conviction means you're convinced. You're convinced that you'll live your dream. You're passionate about your dream. You can convey your dream. You don't have to be a millionaire to attract a millionaire, but you have to develop a millionaire mindset before it ever happens. But if you live in a poverty mindset, if you live in broke thoughts, if you live in anxiety and you can't pick up the freaking telephone because you don't have the courage, you might as well pack it in and hang it up. This business requires sales skills, marketing skills, emotional skills, and it's not that difficult to learn. Anyone can do it. This year alone, I have coached 5 women who are having 7-figure years. Now, you might be able to ask yourself this, why not me? Why not now? The great Jared Wilkins, who is on the call tonight, I heard him ring in. He dropped into one of my events in Houston, Texas back in late April, and I asked Jared this question in front of one of my audiences. I said, Jared, what do you do when you have a down day? And he looked at me and he answered the question the exact same way I would answer the question. He says, I don't have a down day. Now, I knew exactly what he meant. It meant Jared owns a business. It means he's in free enterprise. He has a team of thousands of people that he's responsible for. He's not responsible for their success. He's responsible for his word. He's responsible for suiting up and showing up. And he has been mentored by one of the greatest networkers in the history of the industry, the great Holton Buggs. You think someone that makes almost $20 million a year has made an impact on that young man? Unequivocally. Your sum total of your emotions, your sum total of your feelings is going to be a direct reflection of your circle of influence. You better ask yourself this, who am I surrounding myself with? You also better understand that not everyone's going to endorse you, not everyone's going to give you a hug and a high five, not everyone's going to be in your corner. You will meet some opposition, not much of it unless you attract it. But if you attract drama and chaos and get the life sucked out of you, it's going to be a direct reflection of how you sabotage yourself. You cannot live your dreams when you sabotage yourself. I'm recovering myself from conflict consciousness. I used to get myself in too many situations. I'd create my own conflict. I'd unwind it, and I'd feel liberated that I talked myself out of a situation. It became exhausting. I was not living my dream. I was treading water. I would be in this situation and do it again and do it again. I just kept treading water. I was not creating that centrifugal force. The centrifugal force that I'm covering for you tonight, that's the compounded effect. That means you begin to change who you attract. As you begin to change who you attract, you'll also start to change how you feel about yourself and the opportunity to live your dreams. You are two producers away from having your first 5-figure income. You're two producers away from having your first 6-figure income. You're 2 to 4 to 5 producers away from having your first 7-figure income. Does that mean you have to go through thousands of people? Not necessarily. It means that you'll have to do whatever you have to do to live your dreams. And you got to be willing to do that. Whatever it takes means it requires that you understand what it takes. You can't just say I'm doing whatever it takes without really understanding that. If you don't understand what's required of you daily, the daily discipline, the daily routine, if you don't have a method to do business, then you'll be winging it. If you don't have dedicated blocks of time to create the action required to live your dreams and what you have is a wish. You cannot wish yourself to your dream. You can only earn yourself to your dream. I'll never forget that I have window shops for things I wanted. Remember, I test drove a Porsche on Santa Monica Boulevard. I drove it up Mulholland Drive, looked at one of those beautiful views of Los Angeles, California in 1986, and I said, someday, some way, I'm going to have a car like this. Now, that was a 1977 911 SC Porsche, and that was a 1977 in 1985. I said, one day, I'm going to have a classic car like that. Now, I realized that dream in 2005. I bought my first 911 SC Porsche, and it was a 1983 that I completely restored frame-off restoration. That was one of my dreams. What are your dreams? What are you willing to do to own your dreams? If you could live anywhere in the world and costs were not a factor, where would it be? Well, that would be, you have to determine that. But let's be more practical. If you could live anywhere in the continental United States and you could purchase your first or second home, where would it be? And if you haven't romanced what that's like, then you're not really dreaming. If you could go to any car dealership and purchase a car of your dream, whether it be a classic car or a new car, what would it be? If you could do anything for people in your family, your circle of influence, what would it be? Imagine what it would be like to be free of debt. Not debt-free, because debt and freedom are connected by a hyphen in those two words. You want to be free of debt. Well, to live your dreams, you have to be able to transmute your dreams. You have to be able to feel your dreams. You have to be able to market the dream. You have to be able to sell the dream. Here's what many people look for. I'm looking for a business builder. Well, great, a business builder. How about looking for someone who has dreams? How about looking for someone who can produce? A business builder is great, but what about having a producer? You require producers in your circle of influence, and these are people that typically are self-directed and self-motivated. They are self-inspired. You have to let go of the control of you think you have to be responsible for everyone's success. If you're the kind of person that has to monitor your team, you have to watch your team. You're the hawk of your team. You're all over your team. You're managing your team. You're yelling at your team. You're not a leader, but you're a manager. That's not what a leader does. A leader inspires people. And if you have people that dislike you because you're so in control of your control, then perhaps you should do a gut check and take a good look at who's in your team. You want people who are self-reliant, self-motivated, self-driven, self-actualized. Now, there are people that are going to be in your circle of influence and in your team who unequivocally deserve your mentorship. There are going to be people in your team that you can create mastermind alliances with, that you can create that kind of connection with. You should be able to create great friendships in your circle of influence and in your team. Now, you've heard don't get attached to people. There's merit to that. You've also heard meet people where they are. That there's absolutely unequivocally you have to learn to do this. But you can also create some great camaraderie, and you can create that spiritual connection with people in your team. But to be able to do that, you have to be able to create that kind of momentum. You have to have that inner game where you start to feel each other. You have that innate ability to connect. And when you start to do that, that's how you really start to develop the culture of a team. When you meet people who want to be in friction in the team and want to do it their way, you have to learn to let these people go. You're not a manager, you are a leader. And you want to be able to align yourself through the law of your alignment, who people are going of like mind with you. That's what a mastermind alliance is. One or more of like mind with common causes and common goals. That's what a mastermind is. You're going to encounter people around 10, 15,000. All of a sudden, they become experts. These are the kind of people who know it all. They oftentimes lose sight of the dream because they want to be right. They want to be in control. You have to let those people go sometimes so they can go be right, so you can create riches with people in your circle of influence. Now, to be able to sell the dream, here's how you learn to do this. You learn to lead with the dream. Leading with the dream is a very easy proposition. It means you learn to lead with the opportunity. You learn to lead with the business. You learn to lead with the dream. How do you do that? It's the same series of questions that you would ask to sell a product, a service, a benefit, a feature, but it's a different set of words. So when I'm in a restaurant and I meet a waiter or a waitress who has some DNA, some juice, has some attitude, who has some energy, it's a very simple question. I'm going to use their name. I'm going to go, Tom, your service was exceptional tonight. Have you ever considered owning your own business? Tom, have you ever considered being an entrepreneur? It doesn't matter what the words are. The matters is it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You must be able to say that with conviction, the way you come across. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything, but if you ask that question in doubt, you're afraid you're going to offend someone, you're going to make a mistake. If you're afraid you're going to get in trouble, then there's a high probability you won't even get around to asking that question because you'll overwhelm yourself getting overwhelmed. Then the opportunity will have slipped right through your hands like sand. And if you continue to do that situation, then you'll be one of these people who should have. You should all over yourself. You want to be able to effectively qualify your prospects for the business. Now, many of you are able to effectively qualify your customers for the products, benefits, and features, but you also want to qualify people for the dream. How do you do that? You do that by this. The reason that people are going to join you in a business are three reasons. Number one, they're dissatisfied with where they are in life. Many people are dissatisfied with their vocation. You want to be able to expose that by the way you ask the questions. Many people are not creating enough income to live the good life. Many people are in liability debt. They're overwhelmed. They're tiptoeing quietly through life. They're barely getting by. They're in school loan debt. They're in liability debt. They're in mortgage debt. They can barely see the light of day. They go to bed and they toss and turn, overwhelmed at how much liability debt they're in. Many people avoid even knowing how much debt they're in. They live with their head in the sand. They're not really even aware of where they are in life. These people are typically not the type of prospects that you are looking for. And people who are skeptical, well, they're usually not the right person, although certain people can come around. They can have a product experience. They can go to an event, a rally, a convention. Their mindset can be changed by watching what you do. That's the value of social media in today's world. People can watch you. They can watch your transformation right in front of themselves, right in front of their computer screen, on their laptop. They watch you release weight. They watch you get healthy. They watch you start to quit your job. They watch you start to move forward, and it creates the wow factor. Now, those are the kind of people, they begin to show up as you show up. And if you're going to be effective at selling the dream, you got to promote the dream. So if you're on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, you sell the dream by marketing. You sell the dream by the lifestyle. This is why you take pictures of yourself with friends. You take pictures of yourself of your events. You take before and after pictures. You show yourself virtually living the good life. You show yourself with your kids, your family, on vacation. You show yourself at sporting events, at concerts. You show yourself in boats. It's lifestyle marketing. You are marketing the good life. You show yourself with your animals. Facebook and all of the social media sites reward you for how interesting you become. The more interesting you become, the higher your edge rank. The higher your edge rank, the more views, the more looks, the more likes that you're going to get. When you start to create this, this is what creates the compounded effect. Selling the dream is the lifestyle. It means this, the good life. Jim Rohn was famous for asking this question. What constitutes the good life? The good life is like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. So when you are prospecting someone and you're leading with the business, that means you also can lead with the business in the way you market yourself. I used to use roadside signs that said, millionaire seeks apprentice, millionaire blueprint. I've done billboards that marketed that also. Millionaire seeks apprentice, millionaire blueprint, live the good life. I've also used it in the back of vehicles with a flat window, SUVs, situations like that. I've written sales copy. I used to have a sales copy that said, sports-minded, successful entrepreneur, seek self-starter, must be money-motivated team player, ready to produce results now. I did postcards that said, your first million, and it had a stack of $100 bill, $500 bill, $1,000 bill, $5,000 bill, and a $10,000 bill all stacked in a staircase with a beautiful blue background. And then on the back of it, it had sales copy about living the dream. I used to get 5 to 6% response back in the day when direct mail had impact, and I was unequivocally marketing the dream. And when you learn to lead with the dream, you'll start to attract people who have dreams. Now, how do you do that? Well, you have to be able to get beyond some of your own anxiety. If you live in low self-esteem, you live in lack, you're afraid you're going to get in trouble, you're afraid you're going to make a mistake, you're afraid you're going to get rejected, you have anxiety about being judged, it will be challenging for you to convey your conviction. You can't convey conviction from doubt. There is no faith and fear do not come together. Faith and fear, when they come together, that is doubt. When you let go of your anxiety and your fear, then you can live in awareness. Once you start to become consciously aware, you will change your energetic vibration. Once you start to change your energy, you start to change the way you attract. When you let go of the gap and delay in your communication style, when you let go of the uh-huhs, the yeahs, the okays, and the ums, when you let go of uh-huh, yeah, well, when you let go of of prepositions that no longer fit in sentence structure, when you start to become clear in your communication style, you can become clear in the way you communicate with yourself. The way you communicate with yourself will dictate how you communicate with others. When you check out, process, analyze, have to validate, justify, you're going to have challenges conveying your conviction. You will convey your doubt. You cannot convey conviction when you are overwhelmed. You cannot convey your conviction when you're fake. You can't be a freaking cheerleader and expect people to take you seriously. When you're humble, when you're real, when you're genuine, you're authentic, people feel you. When you're fake, people feel you can't fake it till you make it because people understand how fake you are. When you're in doubt, overwhelmed, people are going to pick up on that very quickly. When you process, intellectualize, and you keep coming from how do I, it's never how do you, it's why don't you. When your why is bigger than your problems, then facts do not matter. I'll say that again. When your why is bigger than your problems, you'll be living in the solution. When your why is bigger than your addictions, then you won't be an addict anymore. When your why is bigger than the anxiety you're in, then you won't be in anxiety anymore. When your why is clear, when you come from why, when you know why you do what you do, when you have a why, when you have a dream, when you have clearly defined short-term goals, when you understand the significance of goal setting and goal getting, when you're really impassioned and passionate, when you come from contribution, when you come from solution, then people begin to sense that you are changing. That's when your attractor factor changes. That is how people show up. That is called synchronicity. Synchronicity is more than a meaningful coincidence. Synchronicity is science. It's when the brain operates as a transmitter and a receiver. There's no accidents when you are not accidental. Success is not accidental. Success is a science. And once you understand the inner game of success, once you understand that value and service is what people seek, and when you can come from that value, then you will stop devaluing yourself. But when you have no self-esteem, you have no value. That's what happens. You cannot attract and create a team when you have no value. It just is not mixed. It's like water and oil. You do not have to be successful to have self-esteem. You have to have self-esteem to be successful. When you have no self-esteem, you can't be successful. You do not have to perform to have self-esteem. You have to decide that you've suffered enough. Self-esteem is when you are ready. You can only be ready when you're ready. You can't be ready tomorrow. You're ready now. You can't commit and need at the same time. You can't need to commit. You can only commit. When you say need, it's a future tense with no commitment. You don't need to do something. You do it. And when you let go of how you hesitate, levitate, pontificate, get ready to get ready, overwhelm yourself, then you'll be out of anxiety. Once you're out of anxiety, now you're in awareness. Once you enter into a house of awareness, now you start to enter into the dream state. That's the REM state in your brain. That's the alpha state, the delta state, the relaxed state. That's when you start to move beyond anxiety into the neuroscience of transformation. You cannot transform when you're overwhelmed. It just does not compute. You can't let go of an addiction when you control an addiction. You have to let go of an addiction. Letting go is not physical. Letting go is a commitment. Letting go is a decision. Letting go is emotional. When you come from emotion, when you are raw, when you are genuine, you're in the moment, and you don't really care how other people perceive you, then the people who used to criticize you, they have no power over you. They see criticizing you because they don't get any emotional feedback from you. The people who criticize you want you to validate, justify your existence. They want to steal your dream because how dare you dream? When you have the courage to step out of the control of people who control you, then you have dared to dream. When you dare to dream, you begin to live your dream. When you are so passionate about your dream that a tear rolls down your face, you get choked up, you can't get, you're stuck in the craw of your chest because you're so passionate about that, people begin to feel you. And see, that's when you can convey how convicted you are, it doesn't matter where you came from, it matters your conviction, because your conviction is what inspires people. Motivation is like spray paint on rust. It wears off on Monday, baby, but your conviction lasts with you. When you will not be denied, when you are willing to go to the wall, when you will break through the wall, when you will shed a tear, when you will shed blood, when you will do whatever is required, when you lose your voice because you're so passionate about screaming your dreams, when tears roll down your face, because of how hungry you are to stop struggling, when you come from that place, that's when people show up. That is when people feel you. People don't feel you in your head. People don't feel you when you're fake. People don't feel you when you manage them. People feel you when you inspire them, and that comes from conviction. That's when you know that you know that you know, and you no longer doubt what you don't know. You stop focusing on what you don't know, and you stop focusing on how-tos. You focus on your why you're going to overcome your situation, why you're going to live your dream. And when you lose your voice because of how passionate you are, you're in the game. You're in that process. And if you can't sit down and convey your dreams to other people, then how can you expect them to live your dreams? When you're not sure what your dreams are, how can you attract people who dream? You can't. When you let dream stealers steal your dreams, then you justify why you stay in relationships. You justify why you stay in families that don't support you. You justify why you stay in jobs. How can you expect anyone else to quit their job when you don't have the courage to quit yours? When you keep living in delayed gratification, you're going to future tense something. You wait till the perfect, mythical, magical moment. It never happens. It takes courage to live your dreams. You've got to be able to walk away from comfort and live uncomfortable long enough that you create a new comfort zone. Your comfort zone is your uncomfortable zone. Your comfort zone is your failure zone. And that's what most people, I'm going to quit my job in August. I'm going to quit my job when I have a $10,000 a month. I'm going to walk away from this situation when everything is perfect. It never happens like that. On two different occasions, I moved cross-country to cities I didn't know a single person in, and in less than 1 year, I had 300 people in a room in one city and 200 people in a room in another city. I once moved to Washington, D.C. on a Monday, and that following week, I had 5 people in Beverly Hills at a seminar. I had put an ad in the Washington Post the previous week. I had over 200 leads waiting for me when I got there. Another 200 leads the following Sunday. I had 400 leads to call. 5 people out of those 400 leads went to an event with me in Beverly Hills in 1992. That was a very, very interesting time of my life. I'm going to show you some pictures of that event back when I speak this Saturday in New Jersey. And I'll tell you, that was some of the most inspired times of my life. I was living completely on the edge, completely out of control of control, having no idea where my next meal was coming from, not sure how I was going to pay my rent, pay my overhead, and I was inspired to overcome situations. You know, I crashed and burned in that event. I hit rock bottom on 2 different occasions. I lost my dream. I actually went back and got a job for about 1 year. I sold wholesale food for 2 companies, a company called Port of Stockton, which eventually became Smart and Final, and a wholesale food company called Cisco. A miserable existence, a straight commission sales job. I hated everything. Every single day, I was selling wholesale food to convalescent homes and hospitals. It was the worst job I ever had. I would dash home at 4 o'clock. I'd get off work. I barely could make enough quota to keep the job. I was making $300 a week commission, about $1,200 a month, while I was making another $1,000 a month in a network marketing company. I was living in a 600-square-foot apartment that had pocket doors. The kitchen was in the living room. It had one bedroom. My office was in the living room. I was right next door to a 7-Eleven. There was a heroin dealer and a prostitute right outside my little gated community. It was a trip. That was 1993, 1994, some of the lowest points of my entrepreneurial career. I actually ended up right at $100,000 in credit card debt after 3 years of struggling. I definitely lost sight of my dream at times in that time. What kept me coming back is I never wanted to trade time for dollars for anyone. The last time I ever had a job was 1994. 1995, I never went back to a job, and I've never taken a paycheck or a commission check from anyone since. I've been in this game for many years, and you have to do the same thing. You have to stay in the game long enough to master the emotional skills, number one, so you have the mindset. You have to stay in the game long enough to master the habits. That means being able to have dedicated blocks of time. You have to stay in the game long enough to have the skills, that's the repetition and experience, to be and stay successful. You cannot succeed without the skills. You cannot wing it. You have to have the dexterity in asking the questions. questions. You can't learn the questions and how to ask the questions when you have anxiety about the outcome. You have to let go of your anxiety about rejection. So many people have such a story about rejection that it robs them of the opportunity to ever be successful. People don't reject you. People don't buy from you typically because you screw up. They're not interested. They have objections. They prejudge situations. You telegraph your feelings. You get overwhelmed, and you quit before you ever realize your dreams. You have to let go of your anxiety to live your dreams. You cannot attract the type of people you require in anxiety. You can only attract the type of people you require in prosperity. And you require the dexterity to be in prosperity rather than the anxiety that keeps you addicted. Once you let go of your emotional addictions, now you can be in a whole different emotional space in your body. That space in your body is your creativity, your repetition, your experience. You no longer have a gap and a delay in your communication style. You move out of doubt and you live in faith. You start to live in the solution. You live for results. You understand the value of productivity. Then days become routine. When you start to fill your days with three-way calls, with leads, with obligations, with duties, with teammates, all of a sudden the days begin to fly by. Monday becomes Friday. They fly by so fast, all of a sudden January becomes June. June becomes September. September becomes December. All of a sudden the year is clicked off and you have ranked advance, two or three ranks. You started to make an extra $10,000 a month. Do you realize that $40,000 a month and $4,000 a month, the only difference is 10 more sales volume? The only difference between $4,000 a month and $40,000 a month are the people you attract and the people you develop. When you start to understand the law of attraction, you live it. When you let go of who you used to attract that kept you overwhelmed, disappointed, and anxious, and you start to attract prosperity seekers, prosperity partners, producers, self-starters, people who are self-reliant, your game changes. But if you have to be in control of control that keeps you out of control, you can't possibly attract the people who don't live in control. You can't control control. Controlling control keeps you out of control. When you are overwhelmed, anxious, you'll be emotionally addicted. Your body will stay in a state of fight or flight. You can't possibly attract the people you require to create a team. The team you're looking for is looking for you, but you have to let go of your anxiety of finding the right person. There's no such thing as the right person. You're looking for someone who has a dream, who has a clearly defined goal about an outcome. You're looking for someone who has clearly defined reasons to change. And you have to get beyond the people you think need it and attract, once again, the people who deserve it. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I will have the privilege of seeing many of you this weekend in New Jersey. Next week I'll be in Chicago, Illinois. And the following weekend I will be in Long Island, New York. 2 weeks later I'll be in beautiful San Diego, California. I will tell you this about dreams. The value of a dream, you cannot put a price tag on it. I've been living my dreams since I was a small boy. I have some unrealized dreams, and I've realized a lot of my dreams. I've been to every state in the union with the exception of three. I've been to almost every major metropolitan city. I've traveled many places in the world. I've been privileged enough to spend part of a summer in the French Riviera, 1 month in Rio de Janeiro. I spent a month in Puerto Vallarta. I've been in Taipei. I've spent two different tours to Australia. I've been to Santa Fe, Taos, New Mexico, the Four Corners, almost every major metropolitan city. I've been to Cody, Wyoming, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I've been to Flaming Gorge in Utah. I've been to the Four Corners. I've been to Waimea Canyon in Hawaii. I've been to New York City. I've been to the Poconos. I've been to Philadelphia. I've dined in some of the greatest restaurants in the world. I've been in some of the smallest dives, some of the greatest barbecue places. I've seen some of the greatest places in nature, from Niagara Falls to right down my highway, Yosemite. I've seen some of the biggest trees in the world up in Eureka, California. I've been through drive-through tree. I've been to some hottest places in the world in Palm Springs, California, and the Mojave Desert. I've driven cross-country on four different occasions. I've driven from California to Dallas, Texas, 30 hours drive, one way, no matter where you want to cut it. I've done that on four different occasions. I have unequivocally had the privilege of being in some of the greatest back roads in the United States. I've seen some of the greatest battlefields in the Civil War. I've been in some of the greatest small towns in America. I've been in some of the greatest dives, drive-ins, and diners. And then I have been living my dreams. I unequivocally hope you get to live your dreams. You know that song by Tim McGraw, "Hope You Get to Live Like You're a Dying"? That song has a lot of merit. I challenge you to listen to that song and see if you can listen to that song without crying. That song, once again, is Tim McGraw, "Hope You Get to Live Like You Are Dying." That song unequivocally will bring you to your knees. There's another great song by Rascal Flatts called "Moving On." That song will bring you to your knees. You must be inspired. Stay inspired and never quit. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. My number is 209-932-0227. Feel free to give me a call. Have a great evening, everyone. I look forward to connecting with you at many of the events across the United States in the next few months. Have a great evening, everyone.